And my personal opinion is that I was reported for what happened earlier in the day because of what happened in that game later in the afternoon, because I was responsible for having somebody sent off.
This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again and welcome to the Referee's World podcast. This is a weekly podcast, new episodes every Friday at 5pm on the website refereesworld.co.uk. You can follow us on social media, just search out the Referee's World podcast. And of course, your podcast provider will provide the new bits of audio every week at 5 o'clock. My name is Darren Cullum. I'm a level 5 referee. Well, actually, I'm not. I'm actually a level 6 referee because I had to go back down the ladder and I'm now crawling my way back up it. But just for consistency for the podcast, I just keep saying that I'm a level 5. So there you go. But anyway, I'm affiliated with Somerset FA. Richard Mellon is in Dubai. He is the technical manager at referees at UAE FA. And today, Rich, we want to use your experiences based on a phrase that you've been using with me for years as my mentor. From the moment I met you, you've always said protect your profile. So let's crack straight on with this. What do you mean by protect your profile?
For me, protect your profile involves quite a few things. But to break it down, it might take a couple of days to discuss this, and we haven't got it. But you said you were, what did you say about getting back up the ladder?
Climbing my way back up the ladder.
Crawling, I think you said.
Crawling my
way.
So
you're on your hands and knees.
I am at the moment because I've got COVID.
as many times as what I felt as I'm on my hands and knees, I've never allowed that image to come out. It's how you do things in a particular style, which you get recognized for. And as a referee, it's not always what you do, but actually how you do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a significant difference. This is my view. I've discussed this with many people over the years. And like I say, it's not what you do, but how you do it. Now, if I say to you, let's try to have a good profile. How do you get a good profile? There's a few things we do. First impressions, you know, the cliche about that, you know, and then if you fail to prepare, be prepared to fail. All the cliches that come out of there. And we go down those lines time and time again. What's another one? Control the controllables. Mm. You know, there's so many little cliches that we go out there. But what I see time and time again is people who are too free and easy with their opinions and going on social media, expressing your opinion about certain issues that are in, let's say, in the football highlights, you know, and I'll talk about this guy that has been suspended. I think it's 8 games he got for abusing a referee. It's not acceptable. I fully understand that.
So this is the manager of football team Bristol Manor Farm. And this was a video that went viral when he was verbally threatening and trying to attack the referee, who was actually a colleague of ours that we know very well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to discuss 8 games or 108 games. For me, the footballing authorities will deal with how they see fit to look after that case. It's a shocking case. It should not happen. And for me, when my colleagues suffer and face that type of abuse, I want to sort of put a protective shield around them. And the way in which you do it is you take a low profile and stay off the radar. Yeah. And I've watched the conversations on social media about this incident. The incident is not acceptable. I want everybody to understand that. But what I equally don't agree with is everybody going on the bandwagon and going on social media talking about, you know, oh, he should do this, he should do that. Just let the football authorities deal with it. If you haven't got confidence in the football authorities, then write directly to them. Mm. Don't put it on social media. If you want a vote of no confidence in the FA or the county FA, send your letter direct to them. Do not put it on social media. That's my message about protecting your profile. If you want to damage your profile, you're putting dents in it when you go on social media if you're negative. If you've got a positive thing and you're talking about the good things in football, And my approach to referee development is always look for the positives. There are things that don't go right sometimes. We all understand that. But look at the things that go well, develop them, and keep pushing those. The things that don't go well, let's focus on them, and you and I will have a chat. I would not put that chat on Facebook. I would not put it on social media for other people to make comment about. If you and I have a situation as regards a match incident, and we've had one, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Just before Christmas, when we teased the listeners, and you made a comment to a referee, and you suffered the consequences of it.
Which we'll go into in just a moment. But yeah, you're right. And again, all the way through. This is a great example. And this is why we want to talk about this now, because this is where I got stung for, you know, letting my tongue rattle more than it should have done. And yeah, in a way, there was a dent in my profile because of it.
Yeah, you've taken a dent in your profile. And okay, we've had to deal with it. We've had discussions. You've been charged. You've done all the things that are related to that, and we'll discuss it, as you said. But like I say, there are other people out there that, if they're not careful, put in unnecessary negative comments on social media, you face a chance of a charge coming in. So if you start, start berating your colleagues, and I know some people have done that. If you start berating professional footballers and calling them names on social media, you're going to get a consequence for that. If you start criticizing clubs that you're refereeing, saying, oh, the pitch that they provided was a cabbage patch. Do not describe the pitch that you've refereed on as a cabbage patch. Let me say to you, in my early career, and even late in my career, when I went back to local league football, yes, I did run on some muddy fields, but I never put on social media, it's like running in a cabbage patch. It's not a compliment. However funny you may think it is a very negative approach towards people that are trying their best. You may not get Wembley every time that you referee, but please accept that the pitch that they provided, the nets that they put up, the lines that they've marked on the field of play, they've done their best to provide a game of football for 22 players and a referee. And surely that should be appreciated to some extent. And when you leave that ground, having arrived at the ground early, and we've done this before, Dad, when you arrive at a ground, don't just accept everything as carte blanche and that's how it should be. It's not how it always is. If that club has got one person that does a lot of work and has to do putting the nets up on a awful, wet, cold day type of thing, make the tea for the referee when he arrives, clean the changing rooms, you know, all those things that a small group of a committee actually do. At least when you arrive, hi, how are you? Good to see you. Thanks for doing what you've done. Appreciate the work that they've already put in. And then when you leave, thanks very much for your hospitality today. I've enjoyed myself here. I'll see you again sometime. And off you go. So always try to have the positive approach before and after, on and off. You know, it's not difficult, but it takes a little bit of, let's say, practice to get out of that negative mode. And that's what I want to tell people. Get out of that negative mode.
So we talk about on and off the field of play. The situation that we're going to explain now was regarding me just before Christmas, just gone. And this was off the field of play, so to speak. So just to put you in the situation, my son plays for a local team. He's 10 years old. I went to watch him play at this particular club, who, strangely enough, I was officiating on later that afternoon anyway. So we played 10 minutes before the end, and they'd asked me to run the line. I wouldn't normally get involved. I choose not to get involved in children's games, but I was helping the club out as a favour because somebody else didn't turn up, and I was running the line. There was a handball situation, and I called for it. It was ignored. And then I shouted across to the referee. It was definitely a handball. He then got a little tempestuous, let's say, came storming over, called my son's club official over to me, and then started to berate me for what I was doing. And after he'd done that, he walked away. And I turned to my colleague and said, this is the reason why I don't get involved in children's football. For that, he's behaving like a prick. And he heard me. And he turned back and made it obvious that he'd heard it. And I said, look, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have said that. And I apologise. He said, OK, fine, we'll get on with the game. And that's what happened. Later that day, I had to come back to that same club to run a line. And in that particular game, there was what can only be described as a bit of a bloodbath, I think, in terms of players that were sent from the field of play involving that team. Now, shortly after that, and my personal opinion is that I was reported for what happened earlier in the day because of what happened in that game later in the afternoon, because I was responsible for having somebody sent off through some violent conduct. And anyway, I was charged because of this incident which happened at my son's game.
First of all, you were reported.
I was reported
by that person.
Yes,
by reported. That person through the club that he represents. So, and then the charge came because, you know, that's how it all came to be.
Yeah.
So the thing that I want to just make a small joke out of now, you use the word tempestuous.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people listening to this who've gone to the thesaurus now to work out what that means.
it was a big word.
But let me say to you, you've insulted that person.
Yeah.
Calling him a prick.
Yeah, I didn't, not to his face. I said it about him.
No,
but the thing is,
he can hear you.
Yeah.
Why put yourself in that position? Why do, not you, Dad, but anybody, why do you put yourself in a position where you're heard to say certain things? I know you didn't deliberately say it so we could hear it, but that's the consequence of what was heard and what was said.
Yeah.
So it could be regarded as insulting or abusive, whichever way you use that word, it is one or the other.
And that was my charge.
And he took offense from it.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, there are some people that would use that word in front of people. Others might have turned around and just put the fist to the nose.
Yeah.
Punched you.
I totally agree.
There's that chance.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. And I was wrong by doing it. And my point in all of this is, you know, the whole topic of this protecting your profile, even when you're not actually on a game yourself, you still wear the referee's badge. So me as a referee, I was charged for foul and abusive language towards a match official, i.e. the chap that was...
Foul and abusive no longer in the laws of the game.
Ah, okay.
Insulting, offensive.
That was it.
Off in a bus.
Yes.
Offensive, insulting, abusive.
Towards a match official. That match official was the chap that was refereeing the children's game that my son was playing in. And I got charged and I had a ban over the Christmas period for putting myself in that situation and denting my profile, so to speak.
Yeah, let's just go to
but
this
again, just going back to what I was
profile.
Saying, it's the off-the-field profile. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, even that's though I where I'm going to go with this.
Even though the incident didn't really happen when I was on the field of play refereeing, you know, I was in a non-official situation as a parent.
You can't call it non-official. You were running the line on behalf of the club. You were representing the club.
But that's what I mean.
Can't call it non-official.
No, I totally agree with you. What my point is that you've got to remember these things. Even if you are not at a game and you are helping somebody out and you are running the line as a favour for a friend on a children's game, like I was doing, because I didn't want to do it. And I did it because he was struggling. So.
And then let me say to you, I mean, I'm sure the listeners can understand this. It would have been a face of surprise when you were in the changing room 2:30 that afternoon for the arrival of team sheets when he delivered it.
Absolutely. I think that's a fair point to say.
Wow.
it was an interesting day. And because of what happened in the senior game later that day, my belief is that was the reason why I was reported or the club was reported. And anyway, that's happened.
I agree. Because if you were not at that game that afternoon, it would never have got reported.
Not at all.
But the small world in which we move in sometimes, and this one is biting you on the backside.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you get caught. Let's say you'd gone and seen him 2 or 3 weeks later as a, as an assistant referee on the supply league, nothing would have happened from it, would it?
No.
But all in that certain day, you let your guard down, made the comment that you made in all innocence. He took exception from it and he thought, I'm out to get this match official.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did.
Exactly what they did.
He's got satisfaction from having, although he didn't physically punch you on the nose, in theory, that's what he did because he got you suspended.
You obviously saw the process from start to finish. You've seen the reports, you've seen what happened, and you know what's happened. And you know that it's not something that I would do anyway. But I think it's only fair that we use this podcast as, I'm not going to hide about behind things. You know, I'm quite
it's a learning process.
It, absolutely. And it's a process that hopefully somebody else will learn from.
And our listeners are going to learn from it. You know, like I say, it is what it is. Mm. But out there, you've got to be mindful of how you look after your profile.
And no matter what you think of somebody or how you feel it, right?
Yeah.
Just keep your mouth shut, walk away from it. That's the best bit of advice I could give.
Protect your profile, look after it, keep your powder dry. All those cliches, you know, control the controllables. Referees, you control your profile. Mm. Don't drop your guard. And on your occasion, Dad, you dropped your guard. I know a couple others that have dropped their guard, and we're not going to go into those areas.
Not yet.
My advice to any referee is be careful what you say, be careful what you do. When you accept an appointment, when you accept a game, when you arrive at the ground, first impressions count, and they will never forget. You don't get a second chance. You know all the cliches about that. It's quite a strong thing for me. And all referees I've ever talked to in my career, I've always talked about your profile. Protect the image of the game. That's what we're there to do. Assessors are guardians of the standards. We are setting the standards as referees.
And if you listen back to 10 years worth, and that's over 100 podcasts, you will hear Rich say, protect your profile in pretty much 95% of them. And it's great advice because, like you say, it can make or break you. And that's just, you know, one of the areas. I mean, I think protect your profile, Rich, I think we could come back to this one because there's other areas of protecting your profile that we could talk about. Like, for example, the behind the scenes stuff, the admin. And I know we've talked about admin before. You could be the best referee on the planet, right? But if your admin is in the bin, then the chances are your profile is going to be right behind it.
Absolutely. So if you're an unreliable referee, protecting your profile, what comes into that as well? When you're off the field, you've got a responsibility about closed dates. Mm. If you become one of those referees that doesn't close dates, and you turn back games time and time again, all the guys that I've ever known in appointments of referees, and I was one of those guys as well when my career finally came to an end, when I was looking after the appointments of referees, pulling out your hair is a silly expression to some extent, but it's so true in theory, because the amount of times that referees became unreliable, I never used them again, or I'd only use them in an emergency.
That's the danger. So, you know, that's the danger, isn't it?
Protect your profile. Yeah. Become reliable. Yeah. Be a good communicator. Exchange all the right things. Do not say the wrong things. It's so easy to do. And like I say, don't berate your colleagues. Not in public. If you're going to berate your colleagues, sit inside your own four walls.
Or do it on a podcast.
Talk to yourself. I wouldn't do it on this one as well. Either. No. But, you know, be positive. Smile. Look at the positive things in refereeing. There are so many. Do not dwell on the negatives. Let the negatives get sorted out, as I said, by the governance people. They will deal with that. Any incident, do not go on there and start making negative comments that could be regarded as offensive, insulting, or abusive. Negativity is not what we need. Refereeing needs a lot of positive vibes, and we can create it amongst ourselves as the group. But when we're split with negative and positive, that's when there's a lack of consistency as regards how we should approach our game. The beautiful game as well.
The beautiful game. So the message at the end of this episode of the Referees World podcast is, protect your profile. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to post and share this podcast, you can do. Just grab the link from wherever you're listening, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the website, refereesworld.co.uk, whatever. Post it and share it. Let your mates know. Let your refereeing colleagues know about it as well. Rich, you're waving at me. Go on. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I've just got one shout out that
I
want to
give. Go on then, very quickly, because we're running out of time.
Stephen Jack Luxton. Father and son refereeing team. Young Jack is in that sort of period of, do I want to play? Do I want to referee? Jack, my advice to you, and I know you listen to the podcast, if you enjoy playing, you play. But will you ever be a professional player? Okay. Could you be a top referee? Think about that, mate.
Bit of psychological blackmail going on there, I think.
I think you've got the potential to do it. It takes a bit of application, but all I would say is enjoy playing. That's the most important thing. Enjoy playing. And then second, if you think you can get to top levels of refereeing, do it. That would be my recommendation.
And like I said, if you want to listen back, post and share, you can do. Go to the website, refereesworld.co.uk.
From grassroots to the World Cup. This is the Referees World podcast with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellin.